This is the second of two matches between King Cove and Sandpoint. Junior High Basketball Live, if you're in Sandpoint, come on down. Still plenty of seats available, but there is a healthy-sized crowd here. I'm joined by Paul Barker. Paul, how are you doing today?
Great. Yep, these two teams ready to get after each other here after their tight game last night.
It was a good game.
Yeah, and that was a premier match game up, and now we have our second of two here, and King Cove will be flying home as soon as this game finishes up.
King Cove wins the tip-off again. They took it home last night. Memphis right away with a bucket. Takes it up on the left-hand side, up and in, and good for two. Nice job moving fast off of the tip-off.
So, yeah, that's Memphis's first two points of the game there as King Cove leads 2-0 here with 5:44 to go in the first quarter. On the floor for King Cove, you have Sierra Rosilli, Riley Coso, Memphis Mack, Tommy Cash Mack, and Katie Etchman at four. The Eagles, Boston March, Ariana Wilson, Isaac Gunderson, Carson Holmberg, and Joe Mark Veranda.
Another basket by King Cove as they come back for come back at him with a four-point lead now, 4-0, as we just into the first minute here of the game. Driving in, Joe Mark's going to draw the foul as he charged in on the left-hand lane. Looks like that's going to be, was it Memphis?
Oh, that was a blocking foul called on Riley there as he got in the way of the lane there to prevent Joe Mark from getting the lay in there.
Riley, yesterday, we clocked him in about like 25 points out of King Cove, or well over half the points for King Cove yesterday. He just had a dominant game.
I think he wound up over 35 in that matchup.
Was it?
He just was shooting the lights out of the ball. Trish trying to will his team to get that tie. Joe Mark hits his first free throw there to make a first basket there for Sandpoint.
Sandpoint finally get on the board. Score 4-1. Here you go. Joe Mark with his second attempt from the line. All over the top of the rim and doesn't go down. Rebounded by Riley. And he's going to come fast. Hits the gas after getting past the half-court line, pulls up, though, when the defense collapses, finds Memphis on the right-hand wing. He drives into the lane, puts up a shot. It's a little short. Ooh, stolen by Isaac as Memphis got the offensive board. Joe Mark moving quick on transition. Riley again, little contact as he goes with the right-hand side. No good. Rebound going to King Cove. And here we go, the T-Jacks on transition. Shot up.
Nice shot there from Katie Etchmanaff from about 12 feet out. Nice defense there from March, but Yetchmanov just shooting kind of right over him there. It's a nice pump fake and a good shot from Yetchmanov.
Yetchmanov has a really good height advantage compared to the other girls, and she really utilized it there. Shot up by Sandpoint. It's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by the Eagles. Score now 6-1 with 4:28 to go here in the first quarter. Riley moving really fast into the paint. Nice little floating layup from about 6 feet out, up and in. And that's 8-1 now. Sandpoint desperately needing to stem the tide here on the defense.
Yeah, and I didn't see who got King Cove's second bucket of the game there, but we have Mack with two, Coso with two, Yetchmanov with two, and then I'm not sure who got that other bucket as Joe Mark gets a nice lay-in for two for the first field goal here for the Eagles early.
Man, Memphis getting a piece of the action as he gets right past Joe Mark. Nice little crossover into the paint and misses a layup.
And we'll have a substitution here as Andrew Hawk Jackson will see his first action of the ball game here. We also might have a timeout here called by Coach Cumberledge. Or
looks like Joe Mark just getting some instruction as they wait for the throw-in.
Yep, and March will sit down in favor of Jackson there. So Andrew Hawk Jackson getting his first action here. And
reeking foul there against Memphis as Ariana was taking the ball up and she kind of moved into the lane and Memphis trying to just kind of prevent that from happening, reaches in, draws a foul.
Yep, that's an easy call when you see that hand go across the body there,
yep.
Austin.
Ariana fires off a quick shot, no good off the top of the rim. Memphis with the board, he's moving fast, but Isaac keeping pace. Oh, a little bit of contact, blocking called against Isaac as Memphis saw the opportunity and just kind of pushed in there and got that foul.
Yep, Memphis trying to get into the lane there, and Isaac just give him a little bit of a love tap, and Memphis gets that blocking foul. So some fouls called early. That's one on Gunderson, one for King Cove's Riley Coso, and one for Memphis Mack for King Cove as well.
Good move to the baseline. Riley got wide open, but he misses a layup just from about 3 feet out. Hawk with the board, but, man, that pass was easily intercepted by King Cove. Tip as Coso took a shot from downtown into the hands of Ariana, and Sandpoint Eagles now on the offense. They're down by 5 with 3 to go here in the first quarter.
Miranda works his way into the paint, but no good on the reverse layup. And Coso streaming down the floor. There's some contact there, but he gets the bucket to go with no call. Nice lay in there by Koso for his fourth point of the game.
Plenty of contact from Isaac, but it didn't matter there. And Isaac's going to have to watch out when they're running down the line like that. He's putting in a little too much contact. Didn't get the call this time, but could be next time. Carson moves in, puts up a layup, gets his own rebound, passes across the paint over to Hawk. Hawk sends it back outside, and Ariana fires one off the glass. No good. Oh, Miranda on the putback.
Nice offensive board there from Miranda. Got a good pump feed there and put that in for two. That's four for Joe Mark as Fan Point leads King Cove 10-5 here with 2 minutes and 30 to go in the first.
All right, Memphis moving all over the place. He drives in and puts up a shot. There's lots of defenders around him. The rebound fought for, but the contest goes to Joe Mark as he just strips it away, moving it down the sideline now over to Isaac and back to Joe Mark. And Eagles are going to take their time to set the play. They're down by five. It's 10-5 right now with the final 2 minutes of the first quarter.
And what we're seeing a lot of here from King Cove is they're driving into that paint, Austin, and they're putting up a little bit of uncontrolled shots, and that's what's not getting that foul called, even though there's a little bit of contact in the air. They're not getting the call because their shots are just a little bit out of control. They don't have that control in the paint. So some substitutions here for both sides as Ashton Gould, he gets his first action here along with Nelson Brandle. Seeing his first action, Sierra Liel for King Cove as well. And Ariel Newman coming in as well for King Cove, as well as Jager Sean Brandle getting his first action for the T-Jackson rookies. For the Eagles, you have a new face on the floor, Dick Cumberledge getting his first action, as well as Colin Smith also getting his first action here to close out the first quarter.
Ooh, cherry pick pass over to Hawk. It's intercepted by, is that Brandle?
Oh, that would be Gould there.
Gould, yeah. Good steal right there. Good placing. Good placement. Moving fast on the transition. That one was Brandle, and he misses that shot. Ball goes to Dick Cumberledge. Fast cherry pick again. Hawk again. Down. Oh, that's Isaac, actually. Crossover layup.
Yeah, misses the lay-in there on Gunderson.
He just was in a bad position. You try to cross over to the opposite side, and he just found himself underneath the rim, and that is a tough angle to work with.
Yep, so again, another kind of out-of-control layup by King Cove, even though there was some contact on that last lay-in from Brandle. He wasn't going to get that call. They need to control that action a little bit more at the rim.
All right, here we go. Sam Point fires the one off from the perimeter. No good. Rebound goes to number
Newman,
four, Ariel. Ariel.
Yeah, there'll be a traveling violation there on Newman as she took that extra step there on the teardown. Smith inbounds there to Miranda as he works the ball to the middle of the floor. Smith there, back out to Smith as he works down to the baseline. Back out, a little bit of contact there, but no call. Both teams playing a man-to-man defense, a lot of pressure, especially right there on the ball. And stolen by Brandle. That's Nelson Brandle with the steal as he throws it down, but there was really nobody in a black jersey there. And that'll be a foul there on Brandle as he tried to work that ball out of Gunderson's hands and kind of got a little too much contact there on Jager Sean. That'll be his first foul. So King Cove with three fouls here in the first quarter. One on Mac, one on Koso, and one on Jager Brandle.
And that'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the Eagles. Dick Cumberledge in. Joe Mark's going to sit down. Looks like Xander Feldbauer is going to tap in here and get some action. Here we go. Sam Point under a minute to go, and they trail by five here. Isaac passes down. Oh, Crone. Nathaniel Crone in the game. Gets the pass on the bottom left-hand side. No good as he puts one up. That was a good try, though. Here comes Sean, Jager Sean coming in. He puts a layup, no good. Rebound goes to number 15, Sierra. And fight for that ball goes over to Isaac Gunderson. Colin Smith with the fast pass. He tries, turns into the lane, passes to the outside, intercepted by King Cove.
And there's Brandle streaking down the floor with about 20 seconds to go. Tapped away by Sandpoint, Feldbauer. And that'll be off the hands of Sandpoint, awarded to King Cove with 16.7 to go. Still 10-5 in the lead here for in favor of King Cove.
Score kind of at a standstill for the last several minutes, keeping at this 10-5 pace. Dick Cumberledge going to play point, bringing it up, gets a screen by Colin, fires one for three, it's off the glass, no go. Isaac on the putback with
nice
a little bit of a push. Good job.
Good putback from Gunderson. He may have gotten pushed there at the end, but the foul was not called there with about 2 seconds remaining. And now we have a 3-point difference here going into the second in favor of King Cove. Three fouls there on King Cove in that first quarter, Austin. That may come in later. One on Mac, one on Koso, and one on Jager Brandle. Just the one team foul on Isaac Gunderson for the Eagles. Point totals, you have Memphis Mack with two, Riley Koso leading the King Cove T-Jacks and rookies with four points, and Yetchmanef with two, and then I can't remember who got that second bucket there for King Cove right after Riley got his first.
I feel like Memphis may have gotten one too, but I am not sure.
We'll go ahead and pop that over to Memphis there. And for the Eagles, it's Joe Mark with five and Gunderson with two to round out the scoring for the Eagles.
All right, it's a close matchup here, 10-7 as we come into the second quarter. On the floor, I see lots of, it looks like the coaches are really mixing up the players this time. We kind of had a lot of similar faces on the last game, but we see a lot of variety on the floor today. Coaches doing a good job. Probably the last game of the season for these teams, I'm guessing, and good to see the 7th and 8th graders get together and have some fun. You're tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Thanks for tuning in. You can check us out online, www.apradio.org. Check it out. We had an interview with Governor Bill Walker today. That will be on the web here, so if you missed that, you can check that out later today. Underway, Sandpoint Hawk, again, open underneath the basket, but man, great.
Offensive and foul there on Mack, yep.
Memphis Mack with a foul. That was a really fast transition for the defense, though, but man, a little too much contact. Seeing some new faces on the floor. We got Riley back in for King Cove. Also, number 40, Jalen Brandle on the floor. I think that's going to be Memphis Mack as well, number 24, Ivan coming in, and then that young lady closest to us.
That's Ray Gould there, yeah.
Ray Gould in. We've got Ian Griggs, also Hawk Jackson, Boston March, Joe Mark, and Carson Holmberg in for the Eagles. Hawk missed both those baskets. It's still 10-7, and a whistle pushing.
There's a push there on, that must be on Boston March there.
Going for the ball, Riley had possession, a little too much contact pushing against Sandpoint.
So that foul on Mack, that'll be his second here in the first half. So that may come in later.
Reach in as Riley drives up the lane, and as he was going up towards the basket, a little reach over there draws a foul, and the referee's being a little bit more free with the whistles, I'd say, today.
Yeah, and that's March. He has his second foul in about as many seconds as he picks up two early here in the second quarter. And Koso going to the line for two.
Puts the first one up off the back of the iron. He'll get one more try. Score still 10-7.
Yeah, we saw a lot more scoring yesterday. Koso kind of exploding offensively yesterday early. But King Cove and Sandpoint both playing a little bit tighter defense here early.
Yep.
Keeping the score pretty low.
Here we go. That second one was good. 11-7 now. Sandpoint with possession. Joe Mark pulling up his dribble outside the three-point line. Finds Boston. Boston drives in the lane, almost loses possession, holds onto the handle, and puts up a kind of like an off-balance layup. No good. Rebound fought for, but Joe Mark gets it. Takes it back to the perimeter. Three in the key. Boston March.
Yep, 3 seconds in the key. Good call there from Raynell Gardner, our lead referee there out there. So nice 3-second violation call on her part.
Good lesson for the guys. Riley on a fast transition, takes it coast to coast, and puts up a layup on the right-hand side, bounces around the top of the rim, and in. That's 4 points in just the last minute now for Riley, 13-7 as King Cove lengthens her lead.
Bang! Three-pointer there from Carson Holmberg as he gets a three to drop, and that narrows it down, back down to three. It's a big three-pointer there from
Holmberg. That was critical. The momentum was really turning away from Sandpoint. Here they go back, though. Nice steal from Boston, but it goes right in the hands of Riley. Oh, man.
Oh,
whoa!
That's a good block there from Miranda.
Trip.
But Memphis got the pickup there. Great block. Great defense
Very clean.
There from Miranda. Yep.
Came from behind out of nowhere. Riley didn't see that one coming, but that was good presence. Good knowledge of who was where on the court by Riley when he turned around and just drove the baseline.
Oh, another big three-pointer there from Miranda. So that's back-to-back threes for the Eagles, and they are right back in this game here.
Sandpoint holding on to a prayer with these three-pointers. Much needed. Riley going to answer with his own three off the back iron. Rebound going to Carson. And here comes Carson, sees
down
Hawk.
Down to Hawk, nice pass.
Oh,
and in. Great
Tied
bucket
the game.
There.
Oh, my goodness. Hawk's been begging for that all game.
Yeah, and there's Hawk's first 2 points of the game as he gets a streak down the floor from Holmberg and led him straight to the basket. Good bucket there from Hawk. Fadeaway jumper from Koso is no good, but the offensive board goes to Mack as he dribbles around and into the paint.
Man, way to turn around. So much defense.
And misses and gets it again, but misses. And third attempt is no good. Koso now Now King Cove getting all those offensive boards.
I was about to say, it's like a role reversal. Three-point shot at the top of the key, no good by Koso. Memphis fighting for the board. Jump ball call as Joe Mark had most of the possession, but Memphis was able to get his hand in there and keep it contested. So that's going to go to King Cove. But it's like a role reversal here as Sam Point was just dominating the offensive board last night. This time they can't do one to save their life, apparently.
Yeah, and now we have some substitution here as
Isaac taps back in.
It looks like Isaac taps back in for the Eagle.
Missed three-pointer. We got a whistle against Sam Point. I'm not sure what that was. If it was a foul, looked like it was a little bit of a violation of some kind, but King Cove throwing it into their own basket. Memphis on the right-hand side, takes it back outside, but Isaac doing a good job playing defense. Hands off to Koso, turns the corner into the paint, looking for an opening, can't see it, finds Ivan, back over to Koso now, three from the top of the three of the key. No good. And Hawk fighting
good
for that rebound.
Good hustle.
Good hustle
from Jackson trying to work that board, but possession here has been for King Cove for the better half of this minute here.
Yeah, Sandpoint really struggling to gain possession here. Nice little throw in from underneath their own basket, King Cove in it, and there we go. Riley.
Tough shot there from Koso.
Yeah, finishing it about 10 feet out in the paint. Kind of a hook shot. 17-15 now. Sam Point finally with a chance to score. 3-point by Boston. Nothing but net.
That's three three-pointers in a row from the Eagles. And you see really, really tough defense here on Koso. They're really not making him. They're making him earn every bucket he's getting. Worked in. And it looks like they're going to call that travel as Riley was trying to get the call as we have a line switch here for King Cove. The new faces coming on will be Sierra Liel, Jager Sean Brandle, Tommy Cashmack, and Ashton Gould, along with Ariel Newman rounding out the five on the floor for the King Cove T-Jackson rookies. On the floor for Sandpoint, you have Gunderson, Veranda, Holmberg, and March. And also Hawk Jackson there rounding out the five on the floor for the Eagles.
Nice pass back to Joe Mark, who moves it down the post to the bottom left-hand side. Great passing work right there by Sandpoint. Boston, this is a laser-sharp pass by Joe Mark to Boston on the bottom left-hand side. He powers up and good for two. 20-17 now with 2:20 to go in the first half.
Yeah, and we talked about Veranda quite a bit yesterday as he gets great vision on the floor. For my stat count, he was pretty close to a double-double as Gunderson gets a nice easy lay in there. Oh, but an ill pass there. And stolen by Miranda, as he was, as I said, pretty close to a double-double. And, yeah, that'll be a foul on Gould as Holmberg went to get that lay-in, and Gould kind of just got his arm there on the shot. And Holmberg will be awarded with two free throws.
There we go. 22-17 is the score now as we are just under the two-minute mark in the first half. Sam Point was really struggling but came alive in the last minute. Really converting things on the offense and then stepping things up on the defense.
Yeah, those three three-pointers in a row from Sandpoint, one from March, one from Holmberg, and one from Veranda, really just made this momentum swing in favor of Sandpoint really quick here, and King Cove having trouble scoring if the ball's not in the hands of Koso.
Yep, and Hawk, we're going to have Ariana check in for Hawk. Carson finishes his second shot. Both shots missed from the free-throw line. There we go, Jager with the ball. He's moving up fast, but Joe Mark trying to steal it. Ball goes into the hands of Gould. Travel. Stutter steps there.
Traveling called there on Gould as the turnover will go in favor of Sandpoint with Gunderson inbounding the ball here. New substitution here. We have Dick Cumberledge coming on for Carson Holmberg.
22-17, still the score with just over 90 seconds to go. Sandpoint with possession. Joe Mark moving over to Dick. Looks at the three, says no, passes down the line. Almost stolen by King Cove, but Isaac holds on to it, sends it to Boston. Boston drives in the paint.
Nice spade there from Boston.
Boston just on fire this game so far in the last few minutes. Can't miss. 24-17 now as he fires one off from about 10 feet out. Riley brings into the paint, draws a foul, almost gets the and one. That's not going to go in, though, and good job. Look at Joe Mark kind of took a little bit of contact to the face there as Riley moved in real fast.
And that foul will be on Joe Mark, even though he kind of took the brunt of that contact. So that's just his first. No real foul trouble for either teams. You have March with two for the Eagles as Riley misses his first free throw. Two for Mack for King Cove, and one for Koso, and one for Joe Mark Veranda for the Eagles, and one for Gunderson. As March takes a break here, he has 7 points. He's really an offensive threat here for the Eagles in this first half.
All right, Riley with the second attempt. That one will go, and it's now 24-18, 1:20 left in the first half. Oh, Ariana loses her hand on the ball, but last touched by Gould as it flies out of bounds. Sandpoint's going to throw it in, and we'll have a little bit of a full-court man-to-man pressure here by King Cove as they're trying to keep Sandpoint from gaining any more ground. Isaac has the ball. He almost loses it, regains his dribble, has a wide-open shot, can't say no to that long form two. No good, but Nathaniel Crone with a rebound, all sorts of trouble, needs a little help.
And he'll get a three on the key there as he was in that key for just a little bit too long as Colin Smith will come in and check in.
He was doing that pivot like crazy.
He was, yeah. And that'll have Miranda sit down. For the Eagles, you have Wilson, Gunderson, Smith, Cumberledge, and Crone on the floor. For King Cove, you have Jager, Sean, Brandle, Newman, Gould, Koso, and Leal.
We've got a foul against Sandpoint here, and that'll be five fouls apiece.
Yeah, and I don't know. That one's on number 14, which I think that's Collins' first foul.
Throw in goes to Riley underneath their basket. He takes it quickly outside, looking for the screen, takes it to the left, drives in the paint. Nice little right-handed layup from the middle of the paint, about 3 feet out, up and in, 20-24 now. Sandpoint still in the lead. Here's that full-court pressure. Smith having a hard time getting through. He can't. Stolen by Riley, going out of bounds, but Riley keeps his hands on it. Passes over to Gould, who takes a shot for three. Off the back of the iron, rebound goes to Riley. Takes it back outside. He's got 30 seconds, plenty of time to make something happen. He gets a good screen, fires one off. Nothing but net.
That'll be Koso's 15th point of the game here.
24-23, and King Cove knocking at the door now. Ariana is able to get past the half court. Oh, but she left the ball dribbling, and Gould saw his chance, takes it, almost puts in the three. Fight for the rebound. Dick comes in hard, crashing the board on Jager Sean. Goes out of bounds. I think that's the last touch by King Cove.
They will award that to the Eagles for the final possession, what may be here of the first half.
Isaac with the ball. 10 seconds. Moving quick. Here's Dick Cumberledge. Three-pointer just to the right. Good distance. Bad line. 0.5 seconds to go.
Yeah, we'll just have an inbounds here. Austin probably a no shot, and both teams will go to the bench here. For the half, just got an inbound.
Yep, that's a tough, barely enough time to really get anything across there with 0.5 seconds. But here we go as we enter into the second half. And, man, Sandpoint kind of fell asleep there for a second. Let King Cove come back strong. Sandpoint only up by one, 24-23 as we go into the second half.
Yep, and another really tight game here between these two junior high programs. For your scorers for King Cove, you have Koso with 15, Mack with 6, and Yetchmanef with 2. For the Eagles, you have Veranda with 7, Gunderson with 4, March with 7, and Holmberg with 3, and Jackson with 2. So I think all the three-pointers came from Koso, so Sandpoint getting in involved a little bit more on the three-point area for the Eagles here, saying they can get a couple three-pointers themselves.
Great matchup so far. It was a great game yesterday, another great one here. So come on down if you're in Sandpoint. There's 5 minutes on the clock here as we get ready for the second half. So don't go far. We'll be back here in 5 minutes.
All right. That's the halftime for the junior high basketball game, Sandpoint versus King Cove. We're going to bring in some underwriters here and maybe a little Imagine Dragons in the half. Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way. Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Hanging on to the visual, I wanna be invisible. Looking at my years like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I do what it takes. Whatever it takes.
Our friends at the Alaska Commercial Company at One Bayview Drive in King Cove remind us that drug and alcohol experimentation can happen even in the best of families. So if you or a loved one are dealing with these issues, please reach out to your local healthcare provider today. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company, a community-minded business with the commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans. All right. Little Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes, and some underwriters for KSDP. Throwing it back courtside with Paul and Austin now.
Ooh, getting fancy with the lingo there. I like that. All right, coming in, we are courtside now. And we're back on our way with a flash. Sam Point with a quick bucket, 26-23. Now King Cove trying to answer back, and it's getting physical as Boston pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass, but people are on the floor.
Yeah, and that first bucket, that quick bucket straight off the gun there, came from Jackson on the floor for the Eagles. You have Jackson, Holmberg, March, Gunderson, Veranda. And for the T. Jackson rookies, you have Jalen Brandle, Koso, Memphis Mack, Yetchmaneff, and Rosilli on the floor for King Cove.
Standpoint's up by three, and they have possession. Nice feed to Carson.
There's Veranda doing it all for the Eagles. He's an offensive threat. He's an assist threat. He's a defensive threat. He really works all around the floor.
Yeah, doing a great job all-around player. Riley for a long three off the front of the rim. Rebound to Boston. And here we go. Joe Mark now with the ball. Oh, outlet pass to Isaac. He gets it, takes it into the end zone, and puts it up. No good. Rebound goes to Hawk Jackson. There we go. Isaac with the board now. He's going to take it back outside. Fires went off about 12 feet out. Joe Mark fights for the board. Over to Hawk. No good. Rebound again, Joe Mark. He falls to the floor.
And that'll be a foul. A little bit of a push there from Rostilli as Veranda was trying to work himself out of the paint.
Yep.
And kind of just got a little bit of a shove there from little Sierra Rostilli there. And that'll be the third or fourth team foul on King Coast.
Here we go. Riley with the ball. It's a great inlet pass, but no good. Rebound. Riley coast to coast. And count the basket, pushing on Isaac as he was trying to catch up with Riley and puts a little bit too much contact on him as he goes up to the basket.
Yeah, and Koso will go ahead to the three-point line and try and make this 3 points the old-fashioned way as he did get that foul to go. And just a little bit of a tap there from Gunderson. That'll be his second foul. It is 28-25 in favor of Sandpoint.
What a soaring rebound as he misses that bucket, but Riley gets his board back. All the way around, 360 on the court, takes it for a shot, and three in the key right there on King Cove this time.
Yep.
As Koso was just taking it all the way. He just moved in a flash, too. That guy's fast.
He did. He is fast, and he can really soar, too, when he jumps. He is a very athletic body.
Joe Mark taking it all the way. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound goes to Koso, and we have a call here in the paint. I think it's going to be against Sandpoint pushing.
A foul there on, I thought she motioned number 25 for Sandpoint, but I'm not sure who that is on the floor, who that foul was awarded to from Raynell Gardner.
All right, back in the game now. Shot fired by Koso to tie it up. 3 points from way downtown.
Long three there from Koso. He bombs that one, and that one's in. It is a tied up here, tied up
all
game.
Piece.
4 minutes to go in the third, and it is 28-28 here at Sandpoint Gym.
All right, here we go. Isaac lobs it up, but Joe Mark knew where it was going to be and finishes the job as he gets it. Man, Isaac and Joe Mark are really reading each other well tonight, and that was just a perfectly placed pass. Puts it up and in, good for two.
They are Veranda and Gunderson really starting to get some chemistry here, and there'll be a traveling violation there on Mac as he dragged his pivot foot trying to make that pass. And Tabitha Johansson tagged him for a travel.
30-28, Sandpoint up by two. This is where we spent a lot of yesterday, and looks like we'll be back here again. Joe Mark, laser pass to Boston, turns, sees no opportunity. A high pass to Hawks, going to go out of bounds, and King Cove will have possession again.
Yep, turnover there on Marsh, and number 40, Dick Cumberledge, will check in for Marsh as Cumberledge gets his first action of the second half here.
A couple of people standing. Looks like Nathaniel Crone's getting next in line. Riley with the ball now. He takes it up. Nice little step. Takes it over to the left-hand side. Gets past Joe Mark. Sends it back to Memphis as he runs in some traffic. Memphis drives in the paint. Puts up a shot off the back iron. Dick Cumberledge with that rebound. Good job.
Long
pass
see
it.
But Hawk not ready for that pass. As ball's now in the hands of Mac, and there'll be a foul there. That one will be on Veranda.
That was about three reaches too late right there. As Memphis was just really, or was it Riley? I think it was Memphis trying to work his way out of traffic, and man, it was just three players getting in on that reach action.
Yeah, all kinds of hands going in as Crone will come in and check in for Jackson. Well, on the floor for Sandpoint, you have Gunderson, Holmberg, Crone, Cumberledge, and Veranda. For King Cove, Koso, as he gets his second, another basket there to go, Koso, another 2 points to him. You have Koso, Yetchmanef, Mack, Jalen Brandle, and Rostilli on the floor for King Cove, but a line change coming here soon.
Tie 30 apiece. Oh, count the basket as Joe Mark, man, maybe like 12 feet out, trips over his a foot that was in the lane. I think it was Memphis, and man, just lobs up a prayer, and it goes in.
Yeah, just a very acrobatic move. We saw a lot of that from Joe Mark, but I don't think they're counting the basket there.
I didn't think they really could.
Yeah, that foul was on the floor, so that foul will go to Mac. But no basket there for King Cove, and no free throws for King Cove as they get a line change as Nelson Brandle gets checked in here along with Ariel Newman, Tommy Mack, and Ivan Jerusalem on the floor with their leader, Riley Koso, who is, again, having another offensive night here.
We got Raynell Gardner and Tabitha Holmberg, or Tabitha Johansson, working right now on the floor. Great referees, same them that we had yesterday. Thankful for the good refs we got here in Sandpoint today. Joe Mark with the ball, looking for some help. Sees it with Colin. Up in the paint, fires one off, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound goes to King Cove. That's good. Oh, stolen by Isaac. Isaac finds Smith. That's a little too hard.
Joe Mark corner from Miranda off, but right into the hands of Gunderson, but he missed that wide open on the block. Looked like there was some contact from Koso, but no call, but the ball will still be in the hands of Sandpoint. Koso leading all scorers here with 22 out of the 30 points for King Cove. Great entry pass from Miranda to Smith. Hitting that right side lane for Smith. Great cut to the basket. Smith's first 2 points of the game here.
All right, here we go. Koso with the ball. Looking fine to pass over to...
That's Newman there with the ball over to Koso.
Yeah, Koso right into the paint. Puts up a shot about 10 feet out. No good. Memphis with the board. Puts it back again. That one no good. Last touch by, I think they're going to call it a jump ball, as there was a whole bunch of people reaching out for that one.
And that will be Sandpoint ball here with 2 minutes to go. 32-30 in favor of Sandpoint.
Yep. Tight game. Joe Mark with the ball now, and here we go. Dick Cumberledge gets on the perimeter. That's going to be a travel.
There's another travel there.
He kind of moved, shuffling his feet a little bit, looking for an opportunity, slid a little bit too much, and forces the travel.
Yep, these junior high players, they'll learn that rule when they want it. When they're holding that ball and pivoting, they want to put the ball on the floor, and they must put the ball down before they step. They'll get that, though, soon enough.
Oh, they're doing a great job. You know, it's been great action. Oh, Kocher drives in hard. Man, puts up a nice layup and ties the game at 32 apiece. We're just at 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint now tied with King Cove. Here we go.
Screen there from Smith as Joe Mark works his way into the paint, gets it up, but no good. Rebound to Koso.
Koso moving fast on transition. He's got Gunnarsson ahead of him. He tries to get ahead, can't do it. Nice 360, puts up the shot, 5 foot out, no good. Rebound goes to Koso. Fought hard, finds Memphis. Kind of an off-balance shot there from 10 feet out. That one no good. Rebound this time going to Sandpoint as Joe Mark rips it down. And he's got just over 1 minute to go in the quarter.
Good look there. Down low to Gunderson, but kind of went through his hands and in the hands of you-know-who. Koso down the floor to the middle. No good, but fouled there by Dick Cumberledge, number 40 on Koso. That will be his first of the game.
And I'm messing it up here. That's Nelson Brandle that I keep calling Koso. Or not Koso, but calling him Memphis. Yeah, Nelson Brandle showing some very good poise out on the court tonight or today.
Yeah, he is getting a lot of action here, a little bit more than yesterday. He's getting a lot of those offensive boards. He's got a couple good looks, playing a nice ball on both sides of the floor as Boston March and Carson Holmberg will check in for Cumberledge and Miranda will take a seat here just under a minute. All knotted up as Riley missed his first free throw. Here's his second, and he gets that one to go.
Nice shot as King Cove takes the lead. Carson's going to take the ball in for the Eagles as he moves across the half-court line, and he gets a wide-open lane. You can drive a truck through, takes it all the way, puts the layup in, no good. And Brandle there, with a little bit of contact, slap on the wrist as Carson drives into the bucket. He's going to go to the line for two now with a chance to tie it up right now.
Yeah, and King Cove's going to have to watch their fouls here in the third. They already have four, Sandpoint with three. As Holmberg gets his first free throw to fall there. And that will be Carson's sixth point of the game.
Oh, really? Good job for Carson.
Yeah, he had that one big three-pointer in the first half there that kind of got everything started for Sandpoint. As he gets both of his free throws to go.
Good shot by Carson Mack both times. Now Sandpoint in the lead by one. 49 seconds to go here. Here's Riley with the ball moving super quick. Takes the top of the key, nice between the legs, dribble, takes all the way left-hand side, fires one off from downtown, no good. Carson with that rebound, throws it back in.
I think that was out of bounds there. Good eyes from Raynell as she will award the ball back to King Cove as that ball was already out of bounds before somebody tried to touch it.
Good effort by Sandpoint. We're going to have Nelson throwing it in. Nice bounce pass. Yep, calling all over Gould as Gould fired one off on that bounce-in, and that's going to send him to the line for his own chance for two.
That'll be Colin Smith's second foul of the game here as Tommy Mack goes to the free throw line for his first attempt at some baskets here in the game. Tommy gets his first to go.
Good shot there by Tommy. Up and in. Tied game, 34 apiece.
For King Cove, you have Koso, Nelson Brandle, Ivan Jerusalem, Tommy Mack, and Ariel Newman. For the Eagles, there's Holmberg, Marsh, Gunderson, Crone, and Smith. Second shot does not go, and King Cove gets the offensive board and hands Koso.
All right, Riley takes it in, fires one off in the lane, no good. Rebound between Koso and Smith is going to go to King Cove, staying right here. The T-Jacks will throw it in underneath their own basket. And King Cove just dominating possession here in the final minute of the third quarter. Oh, stolen by Isaac, but it goes right back into the hands of King Cove, and we're going to get a whistle there.
That was like a traveling violation there on Koso. We are all knotted up with 22.6 to go, 34 points on the board for both teams.
Great game here. Full court man-to-man. Carson trying to get past, and he does turn over the next two. Gets a good screen by Crone, trying to find his way through traffic. Finds Collin.
And there's a foul on Newman as she was going for the ball and kind of hooked Smith's ankle there, and that'll be her first foul.
Coach reminding the boys here of how much time is left. There's only 9 seconds left, so they don't have a lot of time to fire one off, but Sandpoint will have an opportunity to get the ball and throw it in here. So no need to rush it, but they got to make something happen here. Carson with the throw-in. Gets in close, fires it off, foul, and counts a basket as Carson drives in fast into the lane, puts it up with two T-Jacks all around him, scores a bucket, and a chance for the third here with 6.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score now 36-34.
Holmberg with great entry into the lane and got that shot up and in. That foul will be on Nelson Brandle as Carson misses a rare free throw there. Four to go. As it's in the hands of Gunderson, he gets a shot up, and it's no good, and that will leave us with time expiring. And Carson missed that rare free throw, but he has really exploded offensively here for the Eagles in this game today.
No, Carson kind of had a hard time engaging yesterday, it seemed like, but in this game, really making it happen. Getting pretty close to 10 points, I'd say.
Yeah, he's got 9 there.
Yep, 9 points for Carson Holmberg there. And the rest of the score, Paul?
For the Eagles, you have very well-balanced scoring. You have Joe Mark with 10 of his own. Oh, make that 11 with one free throw. Isaac with 4. March with 7. And Carson with that 9 points. Jackson with 6. And Smith with 2. Pretty well-balanced scoring there from the Eagles as they have a 2-point lead, 36-34. For the T-Jackson rookies, it's been all Koso. Give me a minute to add up his tallies here.
Yeah, quite a bit of activity going there from Riley Koso. Coming into the final last seconds here of this half of this quarter break. The score is 36-34, though.
That'll be 25 for Koso of King Cove's 34 points. Mack with 6, and Yetchmanef with 2.
It's a great game here in Sandpoint. King Cove coming home here. Weather looks beautiful in Sandpoint. I know the wind's supposed to pick up, but they should be getting out just in time. And back home to Mom and Dad here very soon. It's been really nice having the T-Jackson rookies over here. It's always good to see cousins fight. All right, Joe Mark gets the ball. Fast break as the defense. That must have been a steal off the throw-in. Joe Mark extends Sandpoint lead 38-34. Riley moving fast on transition, trying to make up for that lost basket. Doesn't make it off the backboard. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And, man, we got fast-paced action coming here as Riley steals the ball right back from Joe Mark. And moving real quick, get past Joe Mark, up and in. Nice right side bucket right there for the layup, 38-36. And this is a really high-energy game. Steal from King Cove, three-point shot by Koso, no good.
And that's why I was going to roll out of bounds here. Real fast-paced right off the gate here in the fourth quarter. Just 30 seconds gone by, and these kids have been sprinting all over the floor.
King Cove wants to recover from that loss yesterday. They see a chance to really make it happen here. Joe Mark moving fast. He's picked up his pace. Finds Xander travel as Xander gets knocked off balance and takes a couple extra steps there trying to regain his footing. And that's going to send it over to King Cove now.
Yep, and for the Eagles, you have Marsh, Feldbauer, Griggs, Veranda, Holmberg on the floor for the Eagles. For King Cove, you have Liel, Mack, Gould, Katie Yetchmanef, and Koso as he takes a long three-pointer in and out to the bowl there, in and out of the rim. And but rebounded there. Well, that's actually Brandle, Jagershawn, not Gould. That's Jagershawn as he was trying to work his way around the baseline, and the ball went off on the edge of the out of bounds.
Didn't have enough room to work with.
Veranda bringing the ball up across the timeline here with 4:50 remaining, 2-point lead in favor of Sandpoint as they're going to try and slow this game down.
Yeah.
Try to control the pace and just not turn the ball over here.
Yeah, they can't let Riley play the kind of game that he wanted to play there. Oh, Joe Mark going to take a shot. Oh, he saw it. He felt it. Way downtown. Copying Riley there with that one. 41-36 now as Sandpoint lengthens their lead. Riley coming really fast again. Turns, nice fadeaway 360 jumper, no good though. Rebound going to the hands of Joe Mark as he ropes it out of the hands of Ariel. And moving real fast, Carson wide open for the cherry pick. Oh, no, over the top of the rim. No good, all over the top of the rim, though. And Carson gets his own board and takes it back outside. Boston fires off a hard one off the top of the glass. Rebound goes to Sierra, and here we go. That looks like it's Memphis moving fast. Cross the paint, pass to Ariel, I believe that is.
That was Yetchmanef with her fourth point of the game here. And, you know, Sandpoint's kind of playing this right into King Cove's favor here as they have the lead here, Austin, and they're rushing these threes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of exactly what King Cove wants as they're putting up these three-pointers. And they still have a three-point lead, and they're taking tough shots.
Woo!
As Joe Mark gets one to go here. But you might see a timeout here from Coach Cumberlish and tell his guys to settle down out there. You have the lead, and King Cove, this is kind of exactly what they want as Koso bombs another three-pointer.
Shooting lights out.
That's 28 points for him here, Austin. So he's lighting it up again.
43-41, and just as you said, full timeout called by Edmund Cumberlish here as he's going to – you can't tell his boys to slow it down much more, or boys and girls to slow it down much more right now, because it's King Cove only trailing by two with 3:18 to go here in the game. I know we got lots of subs coming in here for Sandpoint. It's been a really great matchup so far, and just like yesterday, kind of staying in this two-point zone between both the teams. They were trailing the lead for quite a bit of the third quarter. Sandpoint was able to get a lead, lengthen it, and now King Cove just tipped it right away.
Yeah, a couple of nice baskets from King Cove, a big three-pointer from Koso, and King Cove is right back in the game. Yeah, 2 points here, 3 minutes and 18 seconds remaining, and you have on the floor for King Cove, it'll be Yetchmanef, Jager Sean Brandle, Sierra Leal, and Koso, and they'll need one more out there, Austin, and it'll be Memphis Mac. For the Eagles, it'll be Gunderson, Veranda, Wilson, Feldbauer and Jackson, inbounded to Sandpoint.
All right, here we go. Joe Mark with 3 minutes on the clock. They're up by two in Sandpoint. All right, Hawk gets the ball stripped away by Jigger. And here we go. Kosa moving really fast, takes it to the right-hand side. Good defense by Isaac. Feldbauer with the board, sends it back to Joe Mark's way. And Joe Mark, just can't get past the defense. Jigger gets it, passes it over to Riley. Riley, nice job getting past the defense, and 3 point for King Cove as, man, King Cove, led by Riley Koso, takes the lead, 44-43, with 2:45 to go.
And Koso has 12 points from beyond the three-point line, so he is really lighting it up here from beyond the arc.
Good job by Joe Mark moving his way into traffic, and he's going to force a foul there, which will send him to the line for, I think, a 1-1 opportunity. You saw a lot of congestion there.
I think I saw Raynell call that on the floor, and she did. That foul will be on the floor, so no shots coming here.
All right, Joe Mark gets a bounce in over to Ariana. Ball tipped away there by Sierra, but goes back over to Ariana. Oh, she loses the ball, picked up by Isaac. Over to Feldbauer. Feldbauer shoots off the glass, almost goes down, no good. Here's Sierra with the board, stolen by Isaac, back to Koso. And now I think King Cove is going to finally end up with the ball.
And it's just a one-point lead in favor of the T-Jacks and rookies, and Koso puts up another three, but that one, no luck on that one as it sails out of bounds. It'll be awarded to Sandpoint.
Good attempt to save there by Sierra. And are there two girls named Sierra?
Yeah, you have Sierra Rosilli and Sierra Leal on the floor out there.
Are they twins?
No, I don't think. I don't think they're related. I think they just have the same name.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. They look very, very similar. But all right, here we go. The ball now in, and I promise King Cove I will get the names and I will get everybody as they get into high school, I promise.
Yeah, on the floor for King Cove you have Koso, Tommy Mack, Jalen Brandle, Sierra Rosilli, and Ivan Jerusalem. For the Eagles, it's Holmberg as he dribbles in and gets a nice lay-in there.
Good job by Carson.
From Carson as he is exploding offensively in this game.
Getting really comfortable with the ball, doing a good job moving into the lane. Under two to go here, Sandpoint up by one. Riley coast to coast, misses a layup. Carson with the board, fast cut.
Travel there. Almost.
Yeah.
He saw Isaac streaking up the floor and got an extra step. And you know, Austin, I play open gym basketball with these kids almost every night, and I see this from Carson every night. He pulled a couple of he broke my ankles a couple of times last night, so this doesn't surprise me that he's doing it here tonight.
Yep, good job. All right, bouncing. We're gonna have some three contact.
On the
floor. Yeah, contact. A little blocking by Boston, as it was Jalen that was moving in?
I think so. That was Jalen Brandle working her way down to the paint, and Boston got a blocking foul. He'll have to be careful here in the final 2 minutes, as he has three fouls.
All right, Boston gets a steal, though, as the ball goes past into the paint, right into his hands. And here we go, Carson sees Ariana underneath the basket. She rolls it over to Hawk. Hawk's going to take it back outside the perimeter. Defense kind of collapses, but Carson open for the three.
Yeah, you do not want to leave him there. He could hit that three for Holmberg as he gets a four-point lead span here. And it's been all Holmberg for the Eagles here in the fourth quarter.
Really stepping up right on. Oh, Isaac Owens with a steal there, but Riley keeps his hands on it. It's 48-44 with 1:15 to go here. King Cove still knocking at the door.
Almost. Good entry move there from Mack, but it went off of his foot. He almost had that position to work his way into the paint. As we have some subs coming in here. Tommy Mack and Jalen Brandle will take a seat, and Memphis Mack and Katie Ishmaneth will take their place. And for the Eagles, you have the same five on the floor as before.
Ball almost goes loose, but Joe Mark gets it. Sees Isaac, bounces over across the court. He doesn't put it away, but back outside of Boston. March for three. It's hard off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Carson. He can't keep his hand on it. Ivan picks it up, and it's going to settle into the hands of Riley. He's got just under 1 minute to go here, and he's got 4 points to make up. Oh, good start. Long call in for two. 48-46 now. Damn point.
Mack, quick steal from Yetchmanef, and here comes King Cove.
For the lead. Koso doesn't put it down. Rebound fought for. Joe Mark going to get his hands on it. We got a jump ball coming. Yep.
30 seconds remaining as King Cove is knocking on the door here. Don't sleep on this one, folks.
Oh, man. They're going to get the ball to throw in underneath their own basket here. King Cove with possession. Passing it in over to Memphis. Back to Riley. Riley takes it out into the paint. Hook shot. Can't quite get it off. It was a little bit of contact on the ball there. But, man, Mack with a rebound there. That's Katie. Yeah, Katie picks it up. Send it back outside. Joe Mark on the floor, and we got another jump ball called. Timeout.
There was a timeout there from Coach Cumberledge. Yep. Got a little physical there with that possession, Austin.
King Cove doesn't want to let this one slip by. They saw this same thing happen yesterday, 48-46, as King Cove trails by two, 20 seconds to go here. And with that 30-second timeout called, Sam Point's going to throw the ball in. And, man, what a great matchup again. Two different kinds of games, too. Yesterday it was just very different kind of action. This time both teams mirrored each other really well, kind of getting hot, other team getting hot, passing around the lead a little bit. But both matches yesterday and today have been a great example of what makes this kind of basketball fun.
Yeah, it is. These two teams have been trading the lead here, getting very close to each other, widening. Neither team giving up. It's a credit testament to the work ethic of these kids. 20 seconds into possession of Sandpoint. Gunderson with it,
and
it goes down to Wilson. And trying to foul here, Austin.
Yep, Sandpoint stays outside, and Joe Mark with the ball. Riley putting some pressure on him. He's just trying to keep it outside and burn on the clock. He's going to get pushed out of bounds, and he stepped on the line.
That'll be 6 seconds on the clock with
King Cove with
ball.
A chance.
You know who it's going to, Austin.
Oh, yeah, Riley Koso. Traveling as they pass it in.
Huge, huge call there from Raynell Gardner. She called the traveling, which she did have it right. Riley took that extra step, and it'll be 5 seconds to go here.
But Sandpoint gives it right back as Gunderson throws it in right into the sideline, trying to go to, timeout called by King Cove there. They're finally going to get a chance to kind of regroup, and King Cove calling a full timeout.
Yep, Coach Lenny trying to get a timeout. He's going to try and calm his team down here, and that's what both coaches are going to try and do here.
Yeah.
With these junior high kids, they tend to get a little excited, a little bit crazy, and that's what happened there. Three straight turnovers in the span of about 3 seconds. So.
And the possession lands right back into the hands of King Cove as Sandpoint was trying to burn down the clock. Joe Mark stepped on the line, gave it to King Cove. They traded possessions with two bad throw-ins apiece. And now we're going to have King Cove with a five-second opportunity here to get on the board, and this is probably going to be for the win.
This will probably be for the win unless they go for a two here, if they can get a long streak down the sideline.
Yeah, they're all the way on the other side of the court right now.
Yeah, they are.
Lots of ground to cover.
They're going to have about 30 feet to cover to the basket, but they have their two long players with Koso and Mack, but you know who it's going to.
Oh, stolen by Joe Mark, and he just holds on to it. 2 seconds. Foul.
Foul by Koso there to put Joe Mark to the line for a one-on-one and a big turnover there from King Cove. That was a bit of an ill-advised pass there. Joe Mark was kind of right there.
Started
to go to Koso. Mack tried to force that pass, and it just wasn't going in. And Coso just got that quick foul, which was good court presence on his part to get that foul on Joe Mark to at least give King Cove a chance to get this and maybe get another quick timeout.
Yeah, with 1.4 seconds, you almost just want to intentionally miss this shot and let the clock run down really quick. See what he does. It's missed. Clock starts. There's a buzzer. Sam Point walks away with the win, 48-46. And, man, what an exciting end there as both teams have possession, trading back and forth, and a throw-in from Memphis to Riley just gets intercepted, and that's how it's going to end there as Sam Point walks away with both wins from this final matchup between the two teams here for this season. 48 for Sam Point, 46 for King Cove, and Paul here going to give us the breakdown of the final scoring.
So for King Cove, led all scorers of the night, an offensive explosion from Riley Coso both nights. I think he had 34 in last night's game, another offensive masterpiece by Coso as he nets 33 points for King Cove. Mack with 8, Yetchmanef with 4, and Tommy Mack with 1, just from the free throw line from Tommy Mack. For the Eagles, it was Joe Mark Veranda leading all scorers for Sand Point with 17. Carson Holmberg with a monster offensive game with 11 for him. He's a huge factor from the basket from scoring for Carson. Great job from him. Hawk Jackson with 6, Boston with 7, and Gunderson with 4.
And everyone lining up for their photos right now. Looks like both teams are getting in, and it's all smiles now from King Cove and Sam Point. As everyone comes away with having a great time. I know these kids built memories that they're going to take with them for the rest of their lives, so it's always great to have our friends from King Cove over here. Can't wait for boys and girls to start up here for high school basketball just a couple months away. But don't forget, wrestling and volleyball coming at you right now, so make sure you're ready for lots of great T-Jack rookie and Eagle basketball and other sports coming your way here this season.
Yep, so that'll wrap it up here in Sand Point as these King Cove kids will be flying home with Theo just about 15 minutes. He's going to get off the ground pretty quick here.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in here. This is Austin Roof and Paul Barker signing off for KSDP.